The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul reached also Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. The brothers in Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him, and Paul wanted him to come along with him. On account of the Jews of that region, Paul had him circumcised, for they all knew that his father was a Greek, and they traveled from city to city, and they handed on to the people for observance the decisions reached by the apostles and presbyters in Jerusalem. Day after day, the churches grew stronger in faith and increased in number. They traveled through the Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go on to Bithynia, but the Church of Jesus did not allow them. But the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them, excuse me. So they crossed through Mysia and came to the town of Troas. Macedonians stood before him and implored him with these words, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, he sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are, his people, the flock he tends. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The Lord is good. His kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word that I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, in the midst of John chapter 15, Jesus tells us that the world will hate us because they do not know the Father. And again, I just think, as I have said again and again these last weeks, that when people don't know God, they're more hateful of others, and they're more judgmental of others, and they persecute others. And so the purpose of our life, of course, is to get to know God. And again, this God has been revealed again and again as love. So the more we get to know God, I mean know him, not about him, but our intimacy with this great intimacy with God, the more we come to know that we're loved, the more we'll love other people. But the whole thing comes is, do you have an experience of God or just know about God? Because if you know about God only, then you'll persecute people, you'll judge people, you'll hate people. But if you have true intimacy with God, then you're going to love people more and more and judge them less and less and persecute them less and less. So the purpose is, you got to know God. So spend time with him. Listen to him. Let God love you. Make sure you know him and do everything in your power to get to know him. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.